Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning. Welcome. Well, here we are to, this is just an, oh my God, what a day already starting. 7 o'clock a.m. We are going forward, advancing. I hope you're advancing too. Are you advancing? Well, you should be, because this is the season to advance. This is the best time of the year with everywhere we look, everything we listen to, all the hoopla and conversation about Christmas and the birth of Jesus and, oh my God, everyone's celebrating and everywhere you go, things are decorated and people have their yards decorated, their homes decorated. All on the job is decorations, television. You go to New York City, Macy's decorated, everything decorated. We were down in Washington, D.C. area. They had the big tree lighting. And everywhere you go, across the world even, all over the world, in every place where you can see, even those places where they don't even believe in the birth of Jesus, still celebrate this holiday. And what that's saying to me is that right now there is something that is being released in the atmosphere that is gigantic. And when things are in the atmosphere, we can take advantage. Oh, I'm telling you, this is a great time. And we know there are a lot of people, thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions, who may not be celebrating it for the reason that you are and what we understand about the birth of Jesus. But the fact is, nonetheless, the message is going forth. The atmosphere is still being permeated with this knowledge of Christ. And so, even though they don't know what they're doing, oh, they are helping us. And so, this morning, welcome to the show. It was just as if this morning, before I started this call, it's like God gave me a revelation about this is a time. Listen, oh my goodness, I'm just like overfilled. I'm just overwhelmed. I mean, I got to really position this thing right so people get it. So I really want you to get your pen and paper out, take some notes, make a plan to go back and take notes. And I know some of you are taking notes. How awesome was it when I ended up at the Wyndham Garden Hotel for the Release of Your Inner Power retreat, and Elaine took out a sheet of paper with quotes from the Coach Lalisa show. I mean, that was so powerful to me. And so I know that people are listening and are taking notes. And so I got to make sure that this show is content rich, that there is something here that is going to change your life. And what do I mean by change your life? What am I trying to do here? Oh, yes, I have a mission. I am on mission to get you the best life you can imagine, beyond your imagination, beyond what you can imagine. And today, it's like God is showing me that this is so, so, oh, my God, it is great. It is greater than great. It is the greatest. It is the greatest, because we are here to help people go from bad to good, from good to great, from great to greater, from greater to greatest. Every level of changing. And we're going to do it. Oh, yes, we are. So I just want to welcome you to the show today. We don't have the guest that we thought we were going to have. The person couldn't make it. They're under the weather. And we certainly understand that. But we move on anyway, you know. You know the opening song says, ain't no stopping us now. We are on the move. We are on the move. So I just want to welcome you, give a shout out to all the wonderful people who tune in to the Coach Lalisa show. God bless you. God bless our friends in North Carolina and, oh, my God, Evangelist Dancy. God bless you. God bless you, Gloria. I'm in California. Denise in Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thomas Carla down in Virginia Beach. Oh, my God. God has just put us with so many wonderful people. Miss Tina Lane right here in New Jersey. I mean, rocking it hard and doing it big. If you could have heard her topic on Saturday at the retreat, it was phenomenal. I can't wait to get the CDs out for the others that were there. And Rhonda, oh, my God, wanting to step into her calling and get her music together. Oh, we need people, we need people, we need people. We need people who can get some things done. But I have a topic for you today that is straight from God. Listen, this is a message for you, and it's simple, but yet it is very, very, very large. And there's a topic and a title. I'm going to be releasing it in just a second. But I want people to get on the lines, call in to the show, 347-945-7991. You know what? There are so many people who are just not living up to their greatest potential even, let alone living their dream life. Some people have even forgotten that they had dreams when they were children, that they had dreams in their young teenage days. But it's never too late. It is never too late to do it now. You can do it now. So many wonderful things that are coming. But here's the topic for today. Now, like I said, this is time of year. Over the next, what is it? This is the 14th. You're talking about the 14th. You're talking about over the next 11 days. Over the next 11 days. You have to be in great expectation. Great, I mean, really, you're going to have to throw off all of your old mindset. You're almost going to have to wake up each and every day starting fresh. Wake up every day getting rid of anything that is negative. You must. anything that is doubtful, negative, and I'm going to show you how. I'm going to give you steps on how to get over the negative mindset. I know we say it all the time. We tell people all the time, we got to get over the negative mindset. But now we're going to get the steps on how to get that done. Because going to this next move with God, you can't have it. It just won't work. It hasn't worked for you up till now. And you've struggled. You've struggled at every level. It's time for the struggle to end. It's time for the struggle to end. It's time to get into this flow that is effortless. That just no matter what comes and what goes, you're still in the flow. No matter what storms come about, what floods come about, but you're still in the flow. It's time to get in this flow and just and to know that every step that you take, every step that you make is going to still produce that end dream. Because see, now you're going to have to really, really, really get down into your spirit that all things, everything is going to work together for your good. Everything. Not some things, not most things, but all things is working together for your good, and therefore you're going to stay in this flow. Now, here it is, and he showed me that this time of year, okay, like no other time of year outside of maybe Easter, but this time of year is this atmosphere, you see, oh my God, love is so many areas that it's being birthed. You know, and even though it sometimes seems very simple, the gift, even the gift-giving activity can seem so simple. But look at what is supposed to be behind it. I'm supposed to be giving the gift in love, okay? I'm supposed to be, you know, everyone is in this good mood and parties all over, symbolizing this happy time. And so what God is showing me is that there's this, like, just think of a cloud. Think of a backdrop of that everything is kind of being saturated with him, even though they don't recognize it. Even in the color, red and white, red symbolizing the blood of Jesus and white symbolizing the Holy Spirit. Look at it. So now, wherever you go, and some people have red in the wreath that they may hang on the door. They may have red both, but what do you call those things? Bows. They may have, you see, everywhere we go, red, white, the blood of Christ. The white symbolizing the power of the Holy Spirit. And so even the stores, they're decorated. They don't even know. They're just decorating, you see. And God is showing me he's using everything. And now, it's been set for you. It's been set. He is allowing all of this. He's allowing this. And they don't even know what they're doing. I love even scripture says they don't even know it. But guess what? They're helping it. And so what you're going to do is you're going to saturate your mind in such connection with God and the Holy Spirit during this time period. Sure, you may go shopping. Sure, you may have, you know, you may have gatherings with people you know, people in the job, people in your church. It doesn't matter. But here's the thing. This is a time that you can really think big. Got to think big. Look how big God is. You got to now, like never before, get on one accord with how God thinks. Remember, it says, have the mind of Christ. You got to think big. No more thinking small. No more thinking small. You got to think big. You have to dream big. You have to set out. Here's a quote. Set out each day. Each day believing in your dreams. know without a doubt that you were made for amazing things. Josh Hines quoted that. Set out each day believing in your dreams. Know without a doubt that you were made for amazing things. So, see, no more doubt, discouragement, disillusionment. No, you got to know that you got to have no doubt. You have to think big. And here's the thing. If you're going to be thinking anyway, hello, if you got to think anyway, don't you? You got to think. You may as well think big. Now, I can make that a trivia question and ask, who do you think quoted that? Here it is. If you're going to be thinking, you may as well think big. Now, that was quoted by, I'll help you out there, Donald Trump. Donald Trump himself. Well, we can look at his life and tell that he thinks big. I mean, just look at the various, you can just look at various people and you can tell they think big. Jesus thought big, bigger than big. He thought humongous. And you have that same power because you're just a vessel filled with power from above. And you have power to think big. Now, here's another quote. I love this one. I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past. And see, some of us, that's our problem. We get caught up in what didn't happen yesterday. But continue to think big. Think big anyway. That was Thomas Jefferson who said that. Can you believe it? You know, put the wind beneath your wings. You know, give your dream the energy. And I loved how one of the workshop leaders on Saturday at the retreat, Elaine, talked about that energy. You need that energy. Energize yourself. Exercise. Eat right. Get rest. Meditate on the word. Get the energy to put behind your big dreams. As we relate in this atmosphere right now, it is saturated because people were just, you know, some were just doing it because it's a holiday and it's tradition, this is what they've been taught and seen and shown. But they don't even realize that as they decorate, as they place the red and the green and the white, what it is symbolizing in the spirit realm. And this is our time to launch, to launch, to launch ahead, not backwards. Ahead, not backwards, launching forward. Now let me give you some scenarios so that you can recognize when small thinking has come your way so you can get rid of it. Now, here are some phrases that, see, we talk and we create this small thinking and don't even realize it. And so some of us have created this all our life, but now it is time to turn it around. Now it is time to do a 180, not a 360, because a 360 is a complete circle and puts you back at the same spot. So a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to make a 360. No, you don't want a 360. You want a 180. That's half. That's half. So that's turning from here, turning to the opposite direction. And some of us need to go in the opposite direction of where we've been going in so many levels. And so you can write this down. So here's some verbiage that would fit the negative mindset, the negative, and gives us that those negative images. Here's one here. It's no use. We're finished. We're whipped. You see, no, it's over. We're done. No, the positive mind will say, we're not whipped. It's not done. Let's keep trying. Here's a new angle. You see, so while one side is looking at it's over, we're done, we're with, we're finished, no, the positive mind says, we ain't done. We're going to keep trying. We're going to look at it another way. We're going to look at it another way. Understanding, it's not about the problem, it's about a solution. It's not about the problem, it's about a solution. So some of us stay at the bottom looking at the problem. But the solution is high up above. And so some people, they never, ever, ever see the solution to their situations or their conditions or their ailment, never, because they're looking down at the problem. That's how we were taught. Just look at the problem. Look at what we don't have. Look at what we don't have. Look at where we're not. Look at what we, you see, where we never look above to where the solution is. See, the solution is not down there. That's where the problem is. The solution and the problem, the solution is up above. And so we got to look higher, looking elsewhere, turning a 180, doing a 180. The solution is over there. The problem is over there. Do a 180 and you'll find the solution. Sometimes we can even ask for help. We can ask for help. And I'm all for asking for prayer. I believe in that. I love prayer. But let's ask for some help, too. You know, after you've prayed, you got to get help, y'all. Hello? And is anybody out there? I'm talking right now. Is anybody listening? If you're listening, I mean, come on. I love prayer. I've prayed and I've asked God for things. And then in my prayer, he said, now go ask Karen or go ask Beverly or go ask this one and that one and that one. Yes, he will do it. But then we say with our negative mind, they're not going to do it. That's foolish. I'm not going to ask them. They're going to look down on me. They're going to judge me. They're going to think I'm nothing. Oh, yeah, that's what that voice tells us. They don't have it. And maybe they don't. But you don't know what they know. You don't know who they know. See, we're always looking on the outside of a thing, and that's how we always get tripped up and left out. But if we ever realize that the power of success and the power of greatness and the power of dreams manifesting is what's within a person. It's inside. It's not on the outside. You can't see it. It is hidden. It's a hidden treasure inside. So when we just look at the outside of people, we say they can't do it. That's that negative mindset. Got to get the positive mind. Here's another thing. The negative mindset will say, I was in this business once and failed. I'll never do this again. Wow. Whoa, that's deep. When we say that, all bets are off. It's over. It's done. The minute we say, I was in this and it didn't work, it failed, I'll never do that again. Now, people have said this on so many different areas of their life. People have said it as it relates to relationships. I'll never get married again. The first one failed. There you go. You got that one. They missed out. I know one person did that, right? They had a bad marriage. It failed, you know. So for the next 30 years, you know, for the first they were married maybe 10 years of their life. They got married young. They were around 20. And they said that, you know, in the 30s. Now they're 60, but they've been living with a man ever since. Come on. What's that about? Hello? You're living with the man, having sex, sleeping with him, making him your husband, but you can't marry. But wait a minute. Man or woman, it doesn't matter. The person I happen to know happens to be a female. Because why? So missed out. And then the ultimate happened. The person passed away. You have nothing. You have no insurance. You have nothing. You have no legal recourse. You just basically wasted 30 years of your life. Had you been married, you could have had some things differently could have happened in place. As a matter of fact, you're not married. The person passes away. Their family can come in and just do everything and just knock you out the way. Here you have spent time with this person, slept with this person, lived with them, helped them, cared for them. My God. And you don't even get to make one decision in the funeral unless they allow you to. And that doesn't, and most family ain't going to do that because, you know, family want to do it. You know, that's how it goes. I mean, there are some who would think big. But so here, my point, though, is don't get caught up in because something failed. Okay, talk to people like your Donald Trumps and your Bill Gates and people who have done things, and they failed. They failed 100 times, some of them, 1,000 times. I believe it was, it was 9,000 times Thomas Edison failed with the light bulb. And then on that 10,000th time, he got it right. Mark Vincent Hansen and Jack Canfield, the authors of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and they tried to get that book published. They were turned down like 900 times. It was a lot of times they were turned down. But they kept going. They kept pressing away. They never took this attitude that they had failed until they said, I'll never try it again. No, no, no. So the positive mind will say, I went broke, but it was my own fault. I'm going to try again. See, some people, if they have a business and it doesn't work, they're done. And then they end up being miserable for the rest of their life. No, you get up and you try again. I mean, that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. So we're talking today about thinking big. Thinking big. And it's about your future. It's about where God is taking you and what you're going to do in the atmosphere. See, you have to get on board right now. We talked about getting in the flow. This is where God is going right now. He's going big. People say, where's God going? He's going big. I'm going to tell you where he's going. He's going big, y'all. He's going big. Listen, if the world, if you look around, just start, I know some of us don't watch the news because it's too negative, but just begin to watch the news or begin to watch media in any format. You're going to hear a lot of people talking about making a big impact and doing things big. I mean, if the world is talking about doing it big, y'all, you know we got to do it bigger, bigger. We ought to be the ones talking big. We should be the ones talking big, right? It's not just for them, okay? If they're talking big, we ought to be talking super big. You know, we ought to be, you know, just go on and supersize my big. Good morning. Good morning to those of you in the chat room. God bless you. Good morning. We're talking this morning about thinking big. I'm talking about a supersized big because this, you know, it was like, and I know we were supposed to have a guest on and they were going to come and when they called and said that they couldn't make it and they texted me or emailed me and said they wouldn't be able to make it due to being under the weather, you see, we don't worry and say, oh, well, that's a shame. It's oh, no, 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 because we already understand that it's going to be something else. And who knew? I had no clue that God was going to reveal this to me, that this time of year, it is the atmosphere has launched us into this thinking big. Now you can have the life of your dreams. No more thinking small. No more thinking small. You're going to think big. You're going to realize that you have come out of a dry spell, a slow spell, whatever it was, whatever it was. Maybe you didn't know your purpose. Maybe you didn't feel motivated. Maybe you knew your purpose, but you didn't feel motivated to live your purpose. Maybe you didn't know that it mattered, but it does matter. It is time to think big and to launch and to move and to big into the big thinking realm. Got to get, and he showed me how he took a very simple concept and the whole world is now celebrating, even what they don't know they're celebrating, some of them don't. All they know is it's Christmas. All they know is it's holiday time. But we all know the reason for this season. It started with one little seed. One little seed did all this, has almost the whole world on one accord. And for almost a whole month, ever since Thanksgiving, people have been preparing, 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 setting the atmosphere, setting the atmosphere, decorating with the red and the white and the green, reminding us of the life and the blood. Listen, it's big. It's bigger than we can ever imagine. It's big. You got it, but you got to change that mindset. Here's another negative mind that you got to change to a positive one. The negative mind will say, I've tried, but the product won't sell. People don't want it. You know, I said that about my book. I said that about my seminars. I said that about my conferences. I said that about retreats. I said that. I believe me, you, everything I'm telling you right now. I've lived it. I've done it. It's like I say, been there, done that, moving on. I'm moving on, though. We got to do that 180. Turn to the opposite side. I've tried, but the product won't sell. Or the service won't sell. So what do? Well, here's what we can change that verbiage to. We can say, well, so far, I've not been able to sell this product, but I know it's good, and I'm going to find the formula that will put it over. I'm going to find the formula. See, again, because now we're big thinkers, and now that we think differently, we're going to find a new way. We're going to find some new, and that's why we had Mr. Drew Williams on here yesterday telling us about how to find that new customer even, and how to find a new way to approach the customer and relate to the customer, how to relate. And we're going to bring him back and have him share some more, but if you missed yesterday, you can go back to the archives and you can hear the message for itself. Please, if you have a comment or a question, if you're in the chat room, you just type it in, I'll read it. If you are on the switchboard, you raise your hand, I will open up your phone line. You raise your hand by clicking the number one key. But we have to think big. We're not going to be able to bring about the accomplishments and achieve the goals we want for 2011 unless we get the big thinking mindset on. And in order to think big, we have to stop thinking small. Not going to be able to think small and think big simultaneously. You just got to make a choice. It's one or the other. Either you're going to be a small thinker, and why should you? You're not small. You may feel small, but you're not. Okay? You're just a vessel filled with power from above, and you're filled with hidden treasures from above, as we were so eloquently demonstrated to by Miss Elaine Haskins on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. at the retreat. I tell you, I can do that. I'll be saying that for the rest of the year, if not the rest of my life. I will never forget. I will never allow that concept to go far from my conscious mind. And I want it so it's buried. I want that concept so buried in my subconscious mind and in my heart and my spirit. Just like when you're driving, you ever, you know, been in the car and was driving and you don't even know how you got where you were going because the directions are in your subconscious mind. You know how you treat people, handle people a certain way, and afterwards you're like, oh, why did I act like that? Why did I say that to that person? Because your subconscious mind remembers how we talk to people. And so if we're going to be able to change how we think, we got to deal with the subconscious mind because it's on autopilot. It's on auto drive. And therefore, we got to take every thought captive, so to speak. Every thought, you got to say, wait a minute, what's being thought here? Because I'm thinking what? That's right, capital B, capital I, capital G. From now on, for the rest of the week, when you write the word big, write it with all big letters. It's like, I'm thinking big. For this year, going into 2011, you've got to move out of the land of small thinking. Move out of there. And you're not going to move into the land of big thinking with small thinkers around you. You've got to leave them for a minute. You've got to say goodbye to the small thinking people. And those are the people who say the things that you just heard. We can't do this. We'll never do it again. We can't find the solution. It won't happen. You got to leave those people behind. Now, if they're your spouse or your mother or your child, people that you have to be with, you don't have a choice. Can't leave them physically, but you can leave them mentally. So in other words, you already know them. You already know them. You've probably been around them for long enough to know their responses to things. So when they're ready to come with that response, you already put up like a shield, a force field. You put that shield up because you already know what's coming out of their thinking, because you know it's not them. So you don't hate them. You can't dislike them. You love them, but you know it's coming out of their thinking, and it's coming from a small thinking mindset. It's not anything they've done wrong. We learned it too. We all learned it. Okay? Beliefs are learned. You're only born with so many beliefs. You're born with the belief that whoever brought me here gonna feed me. So you just cry when you're hungry, okay? You're born with certain small beliefs, just a few. And every other one is taught to you somehow. You learned it either internally, or you learned it by watching some external way. You learned that, but it's learned nonetheless. So now we're learning, and we're going to actually act it out. I want you to act out big thinking this week. Act out big thinking. Just try it. Go on the job, and when if somebody, let's see, you're in a conversation with your manager, supervisor, or your staff, or you could be in on a team. Maybe you're one of those companies of, you know, really a contemporary type company where you don't really have supervisors and managers, but everybody is on a team, and they call it a self-directed team. So there's no real supervisor, but everybody has whatever talent and skills that they bring to the table, and you're all operating in it, and you come together as a team. Well, maybe you're like that, and so you're at work, and you all are trying to solve a budgetary problem. Maybe you're trying to solve a product problem. You got a new product you're bringing to market, and you have, you know, ideas about it or what have you, and then someone says, we can't do it. Oh, there's your opportunity to think big. Let me show you all this. And then we look at it from this angle. And they're going to say, well, no, it can't be done. We tried that last year. It didn't work. They tried that at that company. It didn't work. And you're going to say, well, let's think of it like this. You know, you try your best to do it. If they can't see it, then you go do it yourself. You pull another set of people together or get some other team members, and then you do it, and then you bring it back and say, oh, is this what y'all was trying to do? And I know one guy, he actually got a lot of promotions on his job by doing that. I actually know a person who did that. Actually, he's my brother. I'm going to get him on one day. I'm going to see if I can get him up at 7 a.m. to come on the show. He has awesome knowledge as well. He has some, especially for people who have debt problems and need credit solutions. He knows how to get all of that done. Now, so here's the thing. Sometimes you got to go off and get it done and then come back and show them. Because some people, let's face it, they have small thinking, and that's where they're stuck. But you don't want to be stuck there. You can't afford to be stuck there no longer. You got to think big. Capital B, capital I, capital G. Okay, here's another small thinker. Oh, my goodness, I hear this so in the business world. I hear this so much. They say things like, the market is saturated. Imagine, 75% of the potential has already been sold out. Better get out of this business. Better get going. This is, you know, we got to get out. Well, the positive mind says, imagine what we could do with that 25% of the market. Count me in. This looks big. Okay? So instead of focusing again on the problem, let's focus on what's up above the problem. So if the problem is that 75% of the market or whatever is already saturated and sold out, let's look at that 25% and make it big. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? And probably create a whole another 100% of the market for yourself. Focus. If you focus 100% of your time on that 25% that's left, are you getting this by now? Are you getting this big thinking? And I know Adele is sitting there going, yeah, LaLisa, I was thinking that same thing. Or she's going to call me later and say, You know, that's what we were talking about at the conference. And I'm telling you, God just dropped this in my spirit this morning that what is happening in the universe is this notion of big thinking. Big thinking. That's where your success is. That's where you're going to reach every goal. That's where you're going to reach your full potential in life. That's where you're going to be able to self-actualize and become everything that God made you to be. That's where you're going to be able to keep moving. That's where you're going to be able to, you don't have to worry about focusing on your problems because you're too busy handling solutions. Wow, that was something, right? Well, I know Elaine's writing some stuff down. Elaine, you can write that down. We're so busy focusing on our problem. We're going to stop focusing on the problem because we ain't going to even notice the problem because we're too busy focusing on the solution. Oh, there's a problem. The problem is still there. High debt, low income. The problem ain't gone nowhere. But see, we're focusing on the solution, how to get more income. So, see, high debt, low income. But as you start focusing on income coming in, high income, the debt will disappear. If we're doing what's right, the debt will go away. If we have an illness, you have some kind of illness, any kind of illness, sickness, instead of focusing on the illness and the sickness, it could be sugar diabetes, it could be high blood pressure, it could be this or that or that. Don't focus on that. Focus on solutions like eating properly, sleeping properly, thinking the right thoughts, getting negative people out from around you. Focus on that. Just keep doing that. Keep doing that. Keep eating right. Keep drinking enough water. Keep getting enough sleep. Keep eating right. Keep looking up what to eat. Before you know it, the illness has gone away because what we focus on, we make it bigger. So we focus on, oh, people with sugar, diabetes, they never get to do this. And people with high blood pressure, they'll never do that. And people with heart problems, they'll never do this. If I keep focusing on the problem, I'm making it bigger and bigger and bigger. But that's not where we're going. We're focusing on the solutions. We're focusing on the new ideas. We're focusing on the new concepts. And we're getting, and those are getting bigger till everywhere you look, there's a solution. It's like, wow. It's like, oh, my God, this is the best place to live. And I know sometimes, you know what I'm, some of y'all know what I'm talking about already. You're already there. You're already there, so you're like going in, you're in the background going, amen, amen, right on, right on. I know, I know. I know some of you are even up shouting right now and dancing because you're like, wow. You're seeing, you're getting this. Everything accomplished when you think big. Nothing accomplished when you think small. It's that simple, okay? You want me to just give you the real rundown, breakdown? Nothing gets accomplished when you think big. So if you're wondering why, when you think small. When you think small. So you wonder why you're not getting nothing done? Because you're thinking too small. You want to know why nothing's happening in your life? Because you're thinking small. You want to know why things are happening for her and him and them? Because they're thinking big. Not that they're any better in terms of race, creed, or color, or religion. No. It has nothing to do with their financial background. That's what we thought. No, no, no. It was because they're thinking. As a man thinketh, so is he. So it's their thinking that's got them achieving greatness and accomplishing all of their goals and dreams. And if you watch out, if you don't watch out, they will accomplish some of yours. Because remember, the person that didn't use their talent, it was taken away from them and given to the person who was out accomplishing things. So if you start losing gifts along the way, you know how you say, oh, I used to do that real well, but I can't no more? Well, guess what? Because you didn't use it, it was taken from you and given to the person that is on the move and on the go and doing, not sitting back talking about what I don't have and what I can't do and why I can't do it. No, no, no. We're linking up, thinking big. Here's another one. Their orders have been small. Let's cut them off. You know, Hope, those customers that bring in one shirt a week, right? And we could say, oh, who cares? They just bring in the one shirt. Ah, they're small. We won't focus on them. Well, that would be a small thinker. A big thinker is, their orders have been small. Let's map out a plan for selling them more of what their needs are. Let's find out. Hey, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Even if they're small orders, givers, but they're still coming into your presence, okay? So we could go on and on, but I just wanted to show you how to think differently and actually give you some scenarios and points and examples of how we thought small once. Now we have to think big. But with our thinking, there will be no thinking and receiving without action. You got to put action to the thought. So let's say, for instance, you think big about something that you're working on. Put an action behind it. Okay, let's say, for instance, give an example of us authors. We say, I would love to write a book. I would just love to get this message that I have or this thing that I know how to do that others don't know how to do or this thing that I've learned that I want other people to know how to do this as well. I've learned it. Now let me teach it to others. Maybe you've learned a shortcut to getting something done, and maybe you learned how to do something really well where you see others are still struggling with it. Okay? So you say, but boy, how do I get that done? Well, you're going to think big, but you're going to put action behind the big thought. So the action is get out the typewriter, get out the computer, and start writing it down. Get out the paper and start writing. Don't worry about who's going to come into your life and where the money's going to come to get it published. See, that's what stops people from writing books and starting businesses and doing great things, going back to college, all these different things. That's what they think about is God gives them the dream, right? He's done this to so many people. But then they spend the next 30 years worried about how he's going to do it or how it's going to get done. I mean, it's not funny because I feel bad for people like that. That's why I get up and do this show every morning, and that's why I've sacrificed a lot in terms of a career so that I can be able to do seminars and conferences and retreats all over the world to help people. There are women particularly that just want to be encouraged. So I want to encourage people to, okay, you don't know. Don't worry about how it's going to manifest. Just start working on it. The secret is getting started on it. The secret is going in that direction, but then you got to know how to stop the negative talk and turn it around. And we have to learn as human beings, most of us are taught to think negative of ourselves. And we're taught to, because people have gotten scripture confused, and we know the scripture says don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. We know that scripture. We've heard it. We've been told that. Be humble. But we've let that spill over into an area that has held us back. You remember also when God said to Joshua over and over and over, be thou not afraid. Be thou courageous, even very courageous. He told Jeremiah, I know the plans I think towards you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and a future. I said there are so many people that are living hopeless and helpless. They need to be motivated to start living full of hope. Faith is the very substance of the thing we hope for and the very evidence of what we can't see. So we need to start hoping again. Our children that are committing suicide, our teenagers, our young people that are throwing their lives away, not because they were born in the inner city. I was born in the inner city. I mean, some of us were born in the inner city. Oprah Winfrey was born worse probably than in the inner city.
we don't throw our lives away because of that. But when we are hopeless, we will throw our lives away. When we have no hope, when we feel, what's the use, what's the sense, it'll never work for me, we will throw our lives away, absolutely. Even if you were born in a mansion, if you feel hopeless, you will throw your life away. If you feel helpless and hopeless. So we want to encourage people for this new year, 2011, we're feeling hopeful. We're going to be full of power. We're going to think big, not thinking small. And I'm telling you, if you start thinking big, big will show up in your life. Big things will show up. Not small things, but big things. Not small things, but, and actually, things will, they will be big, but we'll even still see them as small because we're so used now to thinking big that the things are big to other people. They're like, wow, you did that. And for you, it's just a small thing because now you've changed your mindset. Your mind is now regulated to big becomes normal. Big becomes your normal. It's normal for you to think big. Think big. Now, if you have a comment, if you want to add a point to this, if you want to make a comment, if you have an outburst, you just hit your number one key. I will definitely open up your phone line. Don't forget this Friday and Sunday, two great events. Friday, I will be on a panel. Me and my husband will be on a panel. Amen, amen. Y'all heard me right. Me and my husband. Listen, y'all, I'm telling you, the big thing is working. This is the very absolute first time in the 23 years that I've been knowing Drew Williams that we will be serving on a public speaking panel together. But it was my big thinking that kept saying, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. At any moment, had I said, it'll never happen. As a matter of fact, there were times when I did say it wasn't going to happen. And for the whole time I said that, it never happened. The minute I said to myself, it's going to happen, you see, yesterday he came on the show as a guest, and now Friday we're speaking on a panel in the public. That never happened before, ever. In the 20 years that we've been married, never happened. We're about to be 21 years in March. Never did it ever happen until I changed my thinking. It's amazing. I'm just amazed. I'm not just telling you to think big. I'm showing you that it is real. If you think big, it'll happen. So we'll be there Friday in 1877, Springfield Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, at the Sister to Sister monthly event. Also, that Sunday, I'll be relaunching my business, Performance Strategies Unlimited, which is a training and performance improvement company, relaunching the Career and Job Training Institute, where we will be doing career training for people who want careers in business, various businesses within the company. My specialty is human resources for those people who want a career in human resources. You want to be a human resources assistant. You might want to be a recruiter. You might want to be, like myself, a trainer. I will be doing that training at the Career and Job Training Institute, but also showing people how to prepare for a career that you want to really work in and work at. Sunday will be the relaunching not only of my business, but another lady is launching her business for the first time. She has a company called All About the Books. All About the Books. She's an accountant, and she will be starting her business, All About the Books. And you want to be there, that's Miss Charlene Bay. So we'll be there on Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And I will change my Facebook page. I believe it says 5 a.m. If I was told it says 5 a.m., I'll change that. Be there, be there, be there. Come out and support. Come out, remember, you got to think big. You don't know who, don't think, well, you know, I hear Lalise every day, I don't need to go. Stop that. Stop it, stop it, stop it. So many people, you're missing out on your dreams, on your destiny, because you're thinking, well, I've already heard her. It ain't about me. It is so not about Lalisa. You got to stop doing that, people. That's small thinking. You got to recognize that you don't know who you're going to meet there. Trust me. You're right. You do know me. You do hear me. Yes, of course. You read the book. But you don't know who. Trust me, there are going to be other people there that you need to connect with. See, some people say, you know, they look at my life or whatever, and they, okay, yeah, you're doing this, you're doing that. But this is how I got that. It's because I go. I don't worry about who has the event, who's given the event. I don't care about that. I'm going because I'm thinking big. I know I need to be connected with something. That's why I go to stuff. I don't go to stuff based on who's having it. I go to stuff based on what I need and who I need to be connected with. Okay, once I went and I had an event. As a matter of fact, Tina remembers the place where we had dinner, eating fish, right? And I had a book signing there. Well, what happened? I could have said, oh, I don't want to have a book signing. Oh, it's just a little place. Who's going to know? Blah, 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 blah. Well, there was a lady eating there. And because she was there eating, she saw me during the book signing. She heard me talk about the book seminar, publishing seminar. She came. Because she came, she wanted to work with me, and now she has given me my first book publishing contract with a woman to publish her book. And on top of that, a contract to do seminars with her company, with her ministry. Actually, she has a ministry. So you never know who you're going to meet. Anyway, so enough of that. I talk about that all the time. So let's move on. All right, so Friday, where are you going to be? For those of you who can make it, make it. Now, here's another thing. I go on Facebook. Some people say, why do you go on Facebook so much? Why are you on Facebook so much? Well, that's how I met so many people. Awesome, awesome people. I've met some of y'all. I met on Facebook. Mr. Paul Karazi, all the way from Japan. I met these people on Facebook. Now, I met in person. He's in India. And now he's heard me talk so much about being an author and publishing a book and speaking and blah, 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 blah. Now he's contacting me, asking me if I can help him publish his book. He's in India. That's another, you know, country, another continent, if you will. Okay? So you got to think big. Sometimes our only problem in life is that we think too small. Now, I have a little bit more time today because I don't have to rush right out to go to work. But, so for those of you, you're in the chat room and you want to hear the overflow. There's always a little overflow sometimes of the message. You would have to call in. Like now you have about 90 seconds. And the number is 347-945-7991. And so Kiva is saying yes. Amen. After prayer, move on. What God is saying, yes. Awesome. Praise him. You all go on with God. Yes, we must go on. I want to welcome Lisa Marie Carroll. If it's your first time tuning in, we thank you. If it is, and for those of you who, your first time tuning in, please email me and let me know so we can get you a special gift. You have a comment or a question, you can hit your number one key and you can make that comment or that question. You can ask a question or make a comment. I know you all can't be that silent this morning. I know that somebody has some response, some reaction to this whole message about thinking big and how we've been thinking too small. I thought so. So don't go away. You can stay with us because yes, you're on the air, area code 469, and others of you, if you raise your hand, just stand by. We'll open up your phone lines. 469, you're on the air.
Good morning. This is Deborah Calhoun from Dallas, Texas.
Good morning. Dallas in the house, y'all.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. I enjoyed the word this morning. And once again, you haven't seen nothing yet. And truly, that's like another confirmation about thinking big. And you're right. You're so right. You cannot be around small-minded people when God's trying to enlarge your territory. So you're right on point with me this morning, and I'm just going to say I definitely agree with you. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life right now. And anyone that's around me, because remember, if you can just touch the hem of his garment, so if you could just touch me, you're going to feel my energy. It's well this morning.
Woo! Oh, my God. That, you know what, Deborah? Oh, I love you. I can't wait to get to Dallas to see you face to face, to get down there. Listen, I hope you're preparing a situation or an opportunity, because I am ready to come. I am ready. Got my bags packed and ready to go.
It is well. It's well. You just have to say it's well. No matter what the situation is, you have to say it's well. You have to know it's well. And as you stated, it has to be engraved in your spirit, in your mind, in your soul. You have to walk it, talk it, eat it, sleep it. And you have to begin to start. And the good thing about being in Christ, if I can say that, every day is a new day. Every minute, every second, every opportunity. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And it's a sad thing that people don't realize that we got it, you know. And I've got it. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I've got it.
Got it. We got it. Well, thank you. I'm going to open up this other caller. But, Deborah, you keep on moving on up. It's awesome. We're thinking big, y'all. Think big. This is our year to think bigger than big, because God is big. God is big. Okay, great. All right. Area code 9. Area code 908. We're going to open your phone line. You're on the air, 908. Yes, take it away.
Good morning, Minister Lalisa.
Good morning, good morning. Thinking big, I can hear it in your voice already.
I know I'm thinking big. I've been thinking big since the conference on Saturday. Well, way before that, but even more since
yes.
We went out on Saturday. And it's just like the lady that just spoke, she took the word, you know, like right out of my mouth on thinking. You know, I'm just like so excited for 2011 because, you know, I'm working on some things and I'm just so excited, and I put my steps on my window, so when I come down my stairs, the first thing I see is my steps to get into the place I'm trying to get to, and just, you know, taking those one step at a time. So by the end of 2011, I'm ready. I'm going to be ready, and I'm not just thinking big for myself, but I'm thinking big for others, you know, my family, you, the conferences and the workshops that we're doing. I'm thinking big for everybody.
Yes, and that's right. And pretty soon, it's going to just spill over into everybody we know. Everybody we know is going to be touched and saturated with this mindset. So sooner or later, even those very friends who are thinking negative, when they get around us, they're going to have to think big.
Read that book again, Battlefield of the Mind. You know, I read it twice already. I'm getting ready to read it for the third time because, like you said, we got to change and we have to renew ourselves. And if we are not changing and doing something different, we're never going to get the results that we're looking for.
Never going to get it. You're absolutely right. We got to think big. I know others in you, like I said, I can go a little bit further today because of my work situation, but if you're on the phone lines, you can raise your, hit the number one key. That'll let me know you're in queue, and I will bring you on. You can join this discussion as we finish up. I'm telling you, it is so big. Oh, and don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be getting ready. We have Mr. Versi Walker coming. He is coming tomorrow with his conversation where he's going to be talking about, I'm not quite sure, but you know he's going to bring something. And then Thursday, our topic is health, healing, and how to have health, healing, and happiness. That conversation is going to be about on Thursday. So bring your questions, bring your comments. Get ready for as we go into this season. We want to be healthy. We want to do things that will heal ourselves and those who are around us. We got to get there. So we're going to be giving out some tips on some healing principles and some healthy principles. And we'll see who comes to join us on the show that can also talk about that. I do have a lady, a couple of people
who comes to my mind. We have Miss Anjanette Washington. She is a health expert. And also we have a Miss Adrienne Coggleton. These are people that I know that specialize in health. And then we have Miss Elaine, our very own Elaine Haskins. She also deals in the health and healing. But anybody that's been healed can talk on that thing, because if it's happened to you, God will show you how you can give that out in a message so it can happen for others. I, too, have a sister that I do a radio show with on Sunday, Sisters in the Spirit. She has a book, The Epistle of Healing. It's The Epistle of Healing. She's offering this book free. It's an e-book. If you email me, you can get a copy of it. If you email me through Facebook, inbox me through Facebook, your email address, I can get it to you. Or if you don't have Facebook, you can send it to my personal email, which is info@lilisajwilliams.com. And you can get a copy of her ebook, The Epistle of Healing. And it's her testimony. And she talks about how the enemy tried to take her out, but God spoke healing to her. And a couple of times she was near death in her health. And she had a couple of illnesses that they're so big I can't even properly say them. And because, you know, the enemy has slapped some stuff on you that's big. But guess what? He is not bigger than our God. So it's been great. It's been real. If there's no other comments, if nobody else wants to make a comment, well, don't forget, think big, think big, think big. If you want to call me personally afterwards, you have my cell phone number. Or you can call the 800 number, 888-714-7776, because now I am on fire. I am fired up. I'm excited. Don't forget, Friday, my husband and I are going to be on a panel at Sister to Sister at their monthly support and networking session, where they all women-owned business owners come together. The panel is going to be filled. You're going to have Deborah Davis is on the panel. She's the author of The Devil, My Daddy and Me. Powerful testimony. She's been on my Sunday show. You can find her on Facebook. Very, very powerful testimony. She's going to be on the panel Friday. Co-pastor Anita Spaulding is on the panel. She's the author of How Whosoever Can Have Whatsoever. She's the mother of the author of the book, How to Get Him to Propose to You. She's going to be on the panel. Her son probably will be there as well. There will be others there. You want to, if you don't have anything to do, well, I know some of you will be at Pastor Rebecca is having a book signing of her new book, Don't Die in the Wilderness. She will be having her book signing. So I know some of you won't be able to make it because you will be with Pastor Rebecca. And that's fine. That's your choice. That's wonderful. We support what Pastor Rebecca is doing. And I would be there with Pastor Rebecca as well if it was not for me speaking on this panel at Sister to Sister, which is a new group of women that I've met. It's about 60 of them. They are awesome, powerful. These are women who are thinking big. They have companies, cosmetic companies. One lady is opening a kidney dialysis company. These women are thinking big. They're opening big. They're launching, look, a 28-year-old young lady fresh out of college opening her own CPA firm or accountant firm. Come on. These women are thinking big. And you want to be, Minister Pat knows, she was there with me when we went last month. And these women are thinking, one lady has a T-shirt business and anything you want on a T-shirt, godly scriptures. She just launched it. You got to be another lady is about to launch a major school. I'm launching a college. You better come and be a part of this. You might as well call us the women who launch big. So it's going to be great. It's going to be real. If you can't make it this month, come. If you can't make it Friday, come Sunday. Some of those same women are going to come on Sunday to this launch of both of our businesses. Sunday 5 to 7, just stop through. You don't have to stay. It's a launch. You're not going to have to sit down and hear a speech. You can just come, get a brochure, meet, run through there as you continue on with your shopping or other holiday things that you're doing. Don't forget, this is a holiday season that we're thinking big. And stay on the lookout for the coaching. I'm going to do a coaching session. For those of you who got the free coaching from me, stay tuned. I'm going to be doing a coaching session, a group coaching session on a Tuesday evening. Not a Tuesday evening, I'm sorry. I will do a Wednesday. It will be the last Wednesday of the month. I'll be doing a coaching session at the Wyndham. So the last Wednesday of this month, I will be doing a coaching session. For those of you who got the coaching from me, come to the Wyndham Hotel on Wednesday at 7 p.m., 7 to 9, live coaching session at the Wyndham Wednesday. I believe it's the 29th. So stay tuned for that. Have a great and wonderful and big day. It's been Coach Lalisa Williams, and it's been real.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.